Yes.
All right, are you ready for me to do the intro and then we'll chat and then we'll get into it?
Sure.
Awesome.
Psyched out.
Here we go. Well, hello.
Hello.
Marty.
Marty says hello, too.
How's it going, everyone? This is
Splooshcast.
We're back.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
We're back.
And it's a good thing we're back because today, tonight, this morning, this evening, whichever one you want, we are going to be talking over one of the greatest episodes of television ever in any genre, and that would be Skytanic.
Yes, absolutely. My very favorite quote of the entire series happens to be in this episode.
That's fantastic. So
I'm so excited.
In case you're wondering how this internet thing you're using works, you've stumbled upon what's called a podcast. And on this podcast, myself, Illyrio, and Gabby over here,
hello,
we do commentary tracks for Archer. And this is season 1, episode 9, Skytanic. We spoil stuff from the future and the past and the future past. And, you know, we could go on and on about all kinds of things having to do with illicit drugs and cartels and all kinds of things, but maybe we'll wait for that into the future.
Or maybe not. I don't know. It might come up. You never know.
Did we get any feedback, Gabby?
We did not.
Not a single item of feedback.
Not a single thing. And I was out there just showing some leg.
You were showing some podcast leg. Some leg cast. Not an actual cast of your leg. But you're totally showing off a whole bunch of, hey, we're coming back. We haven't pod faded. Come and check out what we have to offer. We're going to record.
Thanks.
We even did
Thanks,
the old,
Tammy.
Hey, we're going to record on this day. And then we didn't. So we gave everyone extra time for feedback. But it just never materialized. Regardless.
That's okay. Yeah, Sue let us down. And Tammy, way to go.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Anybody else break our heart?
No. I wouldn't say I'm heartbroken.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But, you know. I must say that some feedback would be nice, but you know what? I'm pretty sure all the feedback that people wanted to write in was all positive. Mm-hmm.
Of course, because we are fantastic.
Damn right. Fucking A. All right, are we ready?
Yes, we are.
So, folks, cue up your Netflix machines. If you don't have one of those, I mean, get with it. It's 2014. But enough about House of Cards, right? Am I right? Awesome.
Okay.
So we're going to hit the play button on episode season 1, episode 9. Sky. Whoa, hold on. I'm on the wrong episode. I was about to start Placebo Effect.
That is my second favorite
Netflix.
Episode.
Netflix is being a big dumb jerk. I don't know why.
Fuck it. You want to talk about that? No, I'm just kidding. Kidding.
All right, let's go back to the episode list so I can figure out what's going on. What? Oh, I defaulted to season 2.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They just added season 4.
Yeah, I know. I noticed. All right, so I'm going to pause this. All right, paused. Great.
Yep.
So, at this very moment, all I have to say is hit play in 3, 2, 1. Hit play now. Safety and adventure.
Safety and adventure.
Excelsior. Look at that captain.
Oh.
Jimmy. Is helium actually flame retardant?
I could have researched it, but I did
Something
not.
Tells me it's not.
A French gourmet dinner.
Yeah. French gourmet dinner indeed. It's the same captain.
It didn't. Well, it touched on
threat. That makes things unsafe.
That would make it explode regardless of what is. Yeah,
pretty much. Well, no, yeah. If it was in the vacuum of space with no air in it whatsoever, I mean, you do need the flammable triangle for there to be some kind of combustion.
Oh, okay.
You need oxygen, you need fuel, and you need... Mm-hmm.
But we're not in outer space yet.
No, that's true. Oh, yeah, spoilers!
You know, I forgot at this point. Oprah Gale. Oh.
I love how Mallory just hits on everyone. Shameless.
Yes. She's a horny old broad.
Horny old and broad. That never gets old.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, look. It's the old opening credit sequence.
It's the old opening.
It's classic.
That originally, it's opening credits.
Chris Parnell. Dr. Spichemin.
I remember it first threw me off when they started adding the FX Presents.
Yeah, that was weird.
And now I want to watch the old and new and the opening 2.0 simultaneously.
How do people get in there? I didn't see a staircase.
I don't. At this point, perhaps it's closed. Because they're about to.
I bet you he has his penis gun.
Perhaps IKEA furnished the staterooms.
I always forget about that one, and it always makes me laugh.
I've gotten to the point where I forgot that Cyril and Lana were an item.
What? Hey, look, it's Pam. I know.
Pam. Oh, it's classic Pam. And is vodka?
I guess.
What are you supposed to drink with Campari? Soda? Or just Campari?
Comfort zone! Wait, that's not a thing. Could that be a thing? That should be a thing.
Sure, let's make it a thing. Oh, Trudy Beekman.
Achtung.
Baby.
I thought Sulu was given command of the Excelsior.
Oh.
No, Mallory. Moving.
Uh,
Fruit basket.
Fruit basket. Cheese farm.
Dairy.
Okay. Running joke that continues. No one can get dairy right. Ever. Ever.
Captain Deer.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So you deserve that slap. Smoker. Yes. Smoke. Beardsley McTurbinand.
Oh my God. What? Oh,
God.
So sad.
It is really, isn't it? It's
really kind of depressing. Oh, uh-huh. Shit. Sort of float around.
Stupid, naturally safe helium.
Helium. Commercial break. Oh, here we go. Nope, back. We're back. Nope. Here we go. Nope. With terrible timing.
Being a paranoid dickhead.
Vili Vulva. So clearly Lana's watched Friends.
Yeah.
And she likes to quote Ross Geller.
I would love this airship just because it seems like they have this casino in the middle of the airship. So should we make the rooms comfortable or have a casino?
Let's have a casino. This was before vaping became the rage. Do you know they have their own community and they have conventions? Yeah, I'm not even kidding you. There's a vaping convention in DC in April, I do believe. I almost want to go just to see what the vaping community is all about.
Don't.
Oh.
Ha
I love it.
And they have actual keys on the doors, yeah. Like locks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Knockoffs.
Oh my God.
I love Pam so much.
Led Zeppelin suite.
Thwart. That's a hard word for me to say.
Thwart. And matching slippers.
I know.
Oh, Cyril. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yep.
What is he oiling himself up in the back? Oh. Yep. God. So. Oh, I was gonna say. So, if a receptionist dies, does that mean another receptionist takes her place?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so she's like a slayer in that way. Okay, good. I've had questions about that all these years. Rodeo.
Ha ha!
Ah! She just wanted a vacation. Judy Beekman.
Blimp.
I feel as though blimp is a derogatory term for a rigid airship.
Rigid airship. Eleven minutes? This isn't gonna go well. No running.
No. Oh.
Words. That's still a thing.
My turtleneck.
It is their only route.
I feel like people would do that. People still pay to go on boats. Oh, he didn't go to space camp at this point.
Foreshadowing.
So much foreshadowing. Ray.
Shut up, Bilbo. I never remember those.
I'll make them up. I'll be like, be banana. I don't know. Take a picture and text it. I'm just saying. Okay. Oh, what?
Jesus.
I'm gonna call shenanigans on this scene.
This scene. You know what they need to do? Turn the phone around.
Turn the fucking phone
turn
around.
The phone
drives
around.
Me nuts. And I miss Krieger because he is not in this episode. Steven. Helium. Oh my God.
What?
Nancy.
Nice.
The problem solved.
With your big ass hands. Hands. Oh, Cyril.
Oh.
You can do it, you guys. You can do it.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yep.
Ah.
It's okay.
Poor whales.
It's all right.
That's okay. Torchwood will take care of it.
Will it? Will it really?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
That was awesome. Fantastic. So.
I really missed Krieger.
Yeah, Krieger's awesome.
It's weird without him in an episode.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, that was Skytanic, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed listening to us laugh. It is so funny. I love it so much. So we do winners and losers, don't we?
We sure do. All right,
Gabby, who is the yes. winner of this episode?
Mallory, I believe, is the winner because she got to go on a very nice getaway and a rigid airship.
On a rigid airship.
And in a rigid airship. And she got one over on that Trudy Beekman. Trudy Beekman. I'm going down the rigid. Yes. No. Trudy Beekman.
I'm sorry, yes. Debbie, I disagree.
Oh,
the big winner
no.
in this episode was Cheryl. She got everything she wanted. She even got a near-death experience. It's fantastic. Losers?
Wow. Losers. I'm going to say poor Pam.
Pam? Because she's constipated?
She's constipated. She did not get to drop her deuce. And she didn't get a piece.
Yeah.
So, poor Pam. Pamela.
Poor Pam. Well, I think the loser. I mean, if we're going to go with ancillaries, I'd go with Fritz. Because, you know,
he already
has a scar and already has an eye missing and got shot. But I'm going to say the big loser in this is Cyril.
Because he's always the loser.
He's the obvious loser in most episodes, but especially this one. Definitely. Well, do we rate these episodes? I should have listened to one of our older episodes. I really enjoyed this episode. I thought it was great. I think I'd watch it again.
I think I'm probably gonna watch it again later.
We loved it.
This and a particular two particular episodes mm-hmm. in season two they're my go-to. I want to laugh and just throw on an episode of Archer, and it will be one of those three episodes.
Fantastic. Well, listen, folks, we're back. Thanks for listening. But you can do more than just listen. You can send us feedback. You can email us at notwiththosehands@gmail.com. You can also follow us on the Twitter, where we are at Splooshcast. And mm-hmm. you can go to facebook.com/group/Splooshcast, I believe.
Yes.
You can find us there. And we welcome any and all participants to the Facebook group. We really mm-hmm. appreciate everyone's involvement there. And we can't wait to put out another episode.
Yay! And what is the episode that we will be talking about next, I think we will be talking about...
It will be season one, episode 10, The Rock.
Nope. One, episode 8, The Rock.
Oh, I misspoke earlier. What's going on, Netflix machine?
Yes, I am positive.
Season one, episode 8, The Rock. Yeah. You're correct.
Ooh, awesome. I wonder if Dwayne Johnson is going to be...
I doubt it.
That's fun. Oh, damn it.
All right. Until next time, goodbye.
Later. Hey, everyone. If you would like to send us feedback in the form of the written word or audio format, please send us an email or that MP3 file to notwiththosehands@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at Splooshcast.
If you'd like to follow me, little old me, I am at Brawatch on the Twitter.
You can follow me at Illyrio on Twitter. And you can also hear us on Potential Cast and
Redemption Cast, where I talk about Angel, my favorite show ever.